Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi, this is John Riley, the Junior High Pastor at Emmanuel Faith, bringing you my devotional called Birth in the Barren Place. Longing and waiting. Others receive, but not you. Once again, it's others, but not you. It hurts to keep hoping. Barren all this time, old now, older still. Others' prayers are more important, surely. Other needs, other wants, others' hopes. The announcer, the one who prepares the way, the barren place filled and full of the Holy Spirit, this little one to turn many hearts to the Lord. You will have great joy and many will rejoice. Sometimes God plants the most amazing seeds in the barren place. This place could be our hearts. Luke 1:18 and 19. Zechariah said to the angel, "How can I be sure this will happen? I'm an old man now, and my wife is also well along in years." Then the angel said, "I am Gabriel. I stand in the very presence of God. It was He who sent me to bring you this good news." There are many barren places: a womb, getting let go, loss of love, loss of loved one. Would you or I question God's messenger if He came today to say our prayer was heard? I stand in the very presence of God. It was He who sent me to bring you this good news. We have that good news and more at our fingertips today. Does that sound as patronizing or condescending or cliche to you? If so, I can relate to that. But the intent is not to minimize the pain of loss or longing or hurt. Rather, the point is to know, value, and trust the true and wonderful message we have from God. See if you recognize these verses, and more importantly, see if you embrace them. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. See to it that no one falls short of the grace of God, and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. That's the devotional. Let's hope that God plants the most amazing seeds in our barren place, in our hearts today. We know His Holy Spirit's working on it. Trust Him. Thanks.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.